So my name's Satwant Singh Kenth. I'm here from Apps for Good. I'm an education officer. And I'm really, today was all about giving the young guys an opportunity to learn how to develop, go through some of the design stages of creating an app.
And you said it was one of the sort of most inspiring or engaged group of kids you've taught.
Yeah, I definitely say that. I think because they've just got so much energy, and I think you'll find that the younger you go, the more creative people are as well. So definitely I'd say they were the most enthusiastic and most passionate. For such a short period of time, they really wanted to come up with more problems. So that was really great to see.
What amazed me was, you know, everyone's saying girls aren't interested in apps or coding. And yet there are sort of 10 of them there, about 7 or 8 or 9, all presenting.
Yeah, I think that's the days where where you thought of a computer geek and you thought of an overweight guy living at home, just eating popcorn or something. Those are over now officially. The real thing is just giving young people the opportunity to do things, regardless of the male or female. It doesn't really matter anymore. It's just giving them the opportunity, and they really will take it and go as far as they can with it.
Yeah, and what I was saying to someone, I think it was Carrie earlier, is the fact that in a primary school you've got, and also you've got the technology that caters more for the individual now. So there's more of a diversity. You can tailor it to the individual person, whereas before it was more standardised. And I think in our secondary schools it's a bit more standardised education, whereas you've got more plurality maybe in primary schools. And this seems to go with that in terms of how people learn. As with Apps for Good, they're based around people's interests and passions, not the technology driving you, you driving the technology.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good point, actually. I feel like after a certain point in education, it is just a case of read this book, learn it, and then do it. And then the book and the contents of that book rules what you want to do. Whereas at a young age, people are really creative and they have the option to be able to do what they need to do to make those kind of ideas and imagination a reality. So what we do with Apps for Good is always, we never tell people what they're going to make. We never tell them what problem they're going to solve. We give them the opportunity to come up with the problems and then come up with the solutions on how they can on how they can solve those problems.
And how did you get into Apps for Good out of interest?
So originally, I was actually, back in 2010, I was a student myself on one of the first pilots. So for me, it was a really unique experience. I had been to uni, had done the whole education thing, but hadn't quite got me as far as I wanted to get. So being in a position where I got to kind of come up with my own problems, solve them as well, work in a group where I wouldn't have chosen to work with those people as well, was great. And we're still working together now. And now being able to give that same opportunity to other people is awesome.
And what's really interesting about that is it's creating a job market for people and creating an economy around it.
Yeah, I think this is the other thing that's... We are in a recession right now, but you wouldn't know it if you looked at the tech industry. It's booming. There's so many new entrepreneurs coming up because of that. And there's so many... Every single person you talk to in the tech industry is saying, we need people with these skills and we can't find them. So when we run sessions, for example, some new courses that we're developing, we get experts coming in and they're saying literally, you know, I would like to hire some of your students as soon as they finish. We don't promise that, but it's great that that happens, and it's a sign that, you know, there's really room for this, room in this market.
So you're actually sort of, you've got a sort of a golden seam through to the sort of to a value chain for society as well.
Yeah, I think that's a nice way of looking at it as well. Yeah, I think young people want to learn how to create apps. Employers want to employ people who are passionate. And we get that opportunity to help bridge some of that gap. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks as well. It's been great being here today. Thank you.